This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. First, some good news. Mexico City's left-dominated assembly overcame last-minute conservative opposition and approved a law giving same-sex couples full marriage rights. David Razu, a Social Democratic Party legislator who promoted the measure, called the move, quote, an end to segregation and stigmatization of a sector of society, unquote. This legislation extends a 2006 law that allowed civil unions by giving same-sex couples access to the same family Social Security benefits and joint loans as heterosexual couples. The bill now awaits the signature of Mexico City Mayor Marcelo Ebrard. More news to cheer this week? An army general in Iraq has backed down from his threat to court-martial female soldiers who get pregnant. Major General Anthony Cucullo III, a commander in northern Iraq, had issued an order in November making pregnancy among troops in Iraq an offense punishable by court-martial. Both the female soldier who becomes pregnant and the male soldier who impregnates her would be punished even if the couple is married. The pregnancy policy is just one provision in a larger general order that prohibits soldiers from sexual contact with Iraqis or third-party nationals who are not members of the coalition forces. Good news for mothers who breastfeed. Mothers who don't nurse their babies are more likely to have heart problems or stroke later in life than mothers who do. In a study of 300 women ages 45 to 58 with no known symptoms of heart disease, researchers at the University of Pittsburgh found that 17% of women who breastfed had calcium buildup in their arteries, compared to 32% among women who did not breastfeed. Clogged arteries can reduce blood flow and eventually lead to a heart attack or stroke. Now for some bad news. A French parliamentarian plans to file legislation to bar Muslim women from wearing veils that hide their faces in public. Lawmaker Jean-François Cope, head of the Union for a Popular Movement party, says he wants the veil banned not just from public buildings, but also in the streets of France. President Nicolas Sarkozy, a member of the same party, says that burqa-like veils are, quote, not welcome in France, unquote. A parliamentary panel will release a non-binding report on the potential ban next month. Muslim leaders and secular experts warn that a full ban could stigmatize all Muslims and would pose enforcement problems. In 2004, France banned Muslim headscarves from classrooms after a lengthy parliamentary debate. More bad news this week? Within 2 years of receiving the birth control shot, women lost at least 5% of their bone density in the hip and lower spine, according to a study by the Center for Interdisciplinary Research in Women's Health at the University of Texas. In a 2-year study of 95 women injected with Depo-Provera, 45 of the women had a decrease in bone mineral density in their lower backs and hips. Women who were smokers or who had never given birth and who didn't consume much calcium were at the highest risk. 27 of these high-risk women continued to experience significant losses in the third year of injection use. More than 2 million U.S. women used the injected contraceptive, including approximately 400,000 teens. Jeers for undetected hazards in the workplace. Children of moms employed as scientists or custodians have a greater risk of birth defects than children of mothers with other occupations. Mothers working as janitors had an increased risk of having a child with conditions such as ear and eye defects and oral clefts, while women working as scientists had proportionately more babies with heart defects. Researchers for the New York State Department of Health analyzed data from 9,000 mothers of children with birth defects and some 4,000 healthy controls from the National Birth Defects Prevention Study. This week, we note that the abortion issue may prove to be a point of contention as House and Senate negotiators begin work to reconcile differences between the House and Senate versions of the health care reform bill. The House bill prohibits coverage of abortion by any federally subsidized health plan, while the Senate version would allow health plans to cover abortion, but only by segregating funds and requiring people to pay a separate premium for abortion coverage. Criticism was leveled at pro-choice Senator Barbara Boxer, the Democrat from California who took a leadership role in negotiations over the final bill. She accepted the anti-abortion language only when it became apparent that the bill would not pass without it. Republicans say that the bill will impose massive regulatory and financial burdens on taxpayers and businesses and will dig the government deeper into debt. We note that pregnant women involved in traffic accidents have a slightly increased risk of pregnancy complications due to the impact of an airbag. Researchers from the University of Washington School of Public Health analyzed data on nearly 3,500 collisions involving pregnant women in Washington State between 2002 and 2005. Fetal death in accidents involving an airbag was at a higher rate of 1% compared to a 0.3% fetal death rate in accidents without airbag deployment. Researchers found that nearly 16% of women whose accidents involved an airbag had preterm deliveries, compared to 10% of women in crashes where no airbag was deployed. Nearly 33,000 pregnant women in the U.S. are involved in car crashes each year, and these accidents are a leading cause of fetal death. These news briefs were compiled by Kimberly St. Louis, an editorial intern at the Women's E! News. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.